talk about one more topic before we head on to our next break, and then we'll do ammo's the good, the bad, and the ugly. I want you to compare this with boxing in the UFC. Now, we know that in UFC 206, the scheduled main event, which is taking place on December 10th, same day as your fight.
Hey.
Irony, man. How many big fights are having on this fight? Seth has got to be mentioned in that card.
No way.
Crawford, UFC 206, Billups. Right there. That's what we got to do. We'll make that happen. So, yeah, the scheduled fight that was supposed to happen in the main card was Anthony Johnson and Daniel Cormier, which is the light heavyweight title at 205 pounds, but that wound up getting canceled because Cormier got an injury, and then Dana White tried to schedule Anthony Johnson, another opponent, didn't happen, and so both fighters are now backed out. And this brings up a point that I've had an issue with, and me and Ammo have had this conversation in the past. I have with the UFC and with Dana White in the UFC, where it was similar to the Conor McGregor-Nate Diaz fight, the first one, how it happened, where Conor had scheduled an opponent,
and he got injured,
and then he got injured, and then within less than a week, he just like, yeah, and then jumping up two weight classes to get to Nate's weight. So if you were a boxer in that same situation, like, how would you feel if boxing had a president similar to Dana White, and they were like, all right, your opponent just got injured a week before the fight, and they wanted to schedule you against another fighter in a division, or if they weren't able to get you another guy in the division, maybe somebody in a higher level or a higher weight division, and they asked you to do that, would you accept? Would you be okay with that? And like, and you would only have like less than a week to prepare? Because I don't like the fact they don't give them enough time to train for those fights.
That's a horrible, like, my team wouldn't make that call for me. You know what I'm saying?
But let's say it wasn't up to you. Like,
oh, no,
not
I
necessarily
get
up to
no,
you.
No, no, yeah. I don't mean it like that. I'm saying, like, if he's training for a specific guy in a weight class at that, and then the president, not even my own people, like, and he gets injured, we can do a replacement. But going up, and it all depends on who it is. You know what I mean? It's got to make sense. You know, everything is, you look at it like the strategies to a battle or a war. You know what I mean? You can win battles, lose battles, but ultimately you win the war. You know what I mean? It doesn't matter if you lose this battle, if you win the rest of them.
Absolutely.
It's the war that you got to win or whatever. So if, for Conor McGregor going up in a weight class on a week's notice, all that, that's not a good idea.
Yeah,
from
that's what
a strategic standpoint. But it comes down to the individual. It's like Ward being told by Mayweather not to do it and going to do it anyway. You know what I mean? So that's down to him. It does. I wouldn't do it because it just don't make sense. But if it's the right opponent anyway, but
right,
why have to change your whole weight distribution?
Yeah.
If you were making weight and now you have to gain weight in a week.
Less than a week.
Like, none of that makes sense to me. You know what I'm saying? That's not even about I'm scared of this guy. None of that makes sense. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That is my issue.
I already know where you're going. Marketing, money, contracts, things of that nature.
Yeah.
The fact that Dana White's the president, he has to make these fights happen.
Hold on.
Go ahead.
You know, I'm a businessman, and I think
it's
like that.
I understand that. But there, I told you there has to be a
No, actually, I agree with you with this part of it. Is in the fact that we looked at the Conor and Nate Diaz and how jumping up weight classes, and I agree with that. I was like, wow, that's a huge difference. The point where I didn't agree with this part is, it's not like I understand why the fight had to go on with Conor McGregor. It's because it's the main event. He's the face of the franchise, the face of everything of UFC. With, okay, Daniel Cormier and Johnson, yes, they're big names, but they're nothing compared to Conor McGregor.
Sure.
So when you look at it like that, you could have gotten another fighter, I think, in my aspect. Yes, it's not going to be the same thing, but it's not to the point where it's Conor McGregor. If you take him out of the fight card, the whole entire thing is ruined. So when I understood, I mean, I didn't understand.
But also,
what that would
you got to recognize the opponent that they were going to fight. For example, when Cormier was scheduled to fight John Jones for that second, the rematch against each other, he backed out, and then they had Anderson Silva come on short notice. They were out of shape.
Which was,
you know,
yeah,
what I
mean? Was a joke.
And Nate Diaz as well, the same way. You got to look at the opponent of the big name that people that they scheduled to fight. You know what I mean? Nate Diaz, short notice, too. He was out of shape, too. So it's not necessarily the main guy that was scheduled to fight that has to fight that other guy. It's the opponent himself as well. You got to look at it from both perspectives. Unless you want to talk about the special situation where Conor had to jump two weight classes. But I look at it as just, it's just too unfair. I mean, you can't get ready for a fighter in 3-4 days or less than a week. I mean, that's just the way I look at it.
Unless you're Seth Billups, who doesn't look at his body, he's not going to
It always depends.
Right.
I've had plenty of fights where, you know, I've only had one fight where I fought the person I was originally scheduled to. A lot of times it'll be second, third replacements, and sometimes that day or the night before, you know what I'm saying? So I have no idea what I'm going into, you know what I mean? I don't got a name or nothing. I don't know nothing to look at, you know? So, but at this stage in the game, it makes more sense to do that because I got to get up. You know what I mean? Yeah. I need to fight, especially since I've been having trouble getting them for one reason or another or whatever, you know. But there, UFC is different than boxing in that you don't have a choice. You got to fight. And like you said, Conor McGregor, you can't just replace him on a card. Again, that's why he should get paid more. They want to see him.